over time.
Okay.
You ask a different, difficult question, because you say, why is it that people would want to go to your city, and why is history important for your development? I am more worried about the history of what we're about to create for the future than the great treasures we have to conserve from the past. And nobody goes there as a tourist at this moment for mainly a perception of danger. So I am more worried that people in Bogota would love their city, and that they would have a sense of self-esteem and identity. We have some interesting characteristics. It's a city right in the middle of the tropics, almost in the equator, but it's 2,600 meters of altitude, so we have like a 17 degree weather all year round, with very gorgeous mountains all around the city. Our fight, I would say, more than to conserve, is to avoid our city becoming a city for cars and shopping malls. A city, as in all developing country cities, which are becoming cities not of public space but of shopping malls, which are means not to get really protection from the weather, but from a means to exclude the poor from getting closer to the upper income people. A city of gated communities and American-like suburbs. And it's a very big danger, because here we are talking about a European city model, but we have 20 daily flights to Miami, and only a few eccentrics go to the Netherlands. The question is how to achieve equality and inclusion. And I think the way we design our cities can be very powerful means to achieve inclusion. We have a European compact model, but not because we have been great planners, but because we have not had enough money to build highways and have enough cars. So we have to create a vision that is different. But of course, we cannot put the subways that Paris or London have under the city, because with $100 million per kilometer and the neighbors which have no sewage, so we have to make very difficult political decisions, which is to restrict the use of streets by cars to the most powerful 20% of the population in order to make more democratic, more pedestrian cities. And just to end, I would say that we have interesting characteristics. We close our streets, for example, every Sunday, and we, for 7 hours, the main arteries of the city, and we get between 1.5 and 2 million people riding bicycles every Sunday, as one thing. Today we have perhaps the best bus-based mass transit system in the world, the best bus system in the world by far, I think, today is in Bogota. In order to end with a reference to history, yesterday was a very interesting discussion referring to the monumental building they are wishing to build in Dance. And some people were somehow questioning whether monumentality was relevant, or even Mayor Williams is worried that monumentality may be dead and isolated from the city. However, I believe monumentality, if you can integrate it to the community and to the city, it is important to a society, to a city, for its sense of identity, for its sense, so that you can remember that history is a little longer than the present, that society is more important than the individual. The question is, what monumentality can we hope to create where we do not have a medieval cathedral, and we will not have it? We have to find our identity, our weather. I would not only talk about Bogota, but Colombia, a tropical city. The question is, what is it that Bogota or Colombian or tropical cities design makes them different than Toronto or London or Chicago? I really don't find much. But we could perhaps not have a medieval cathedral, but perhaps in tropical cities we could have a 50-mile pedestrian street with giant tropical trees, which London or New York could not have. So we are only seeking what we should do, but I am very worried, rather, especially to avoid many things we do not want to be.
Thank you. very much. Richard Leeds from